I wrote this poem during a meeting of the House of Bishops. I'm sure I should have been concentrating on whatever it was we were discussing, but sometimes when an idea for a poem grips you, you just have to write it down. Of course, the good thing about writing poems during meetings is it looks like you might be writing notes about the meeting itself. Anyway, I wrote the poem, and when we broke for tea later, the bishop sitting next to me, who better remain nameless, turned and said, "Stephen, were you writing a poem during that session?" Well, I had to admit I was, felt rather ashamed of myself. But then last week I read something about leadership which said the task of the leader is to be in touch with their dreams. Well, certainly my school reports used to call me a dreamer. That dreamer is still alive and well, and sometimes poems get born in the most strange places. So this poem, which actually I think wasn't born in the meeting of the House of Bishops, but probably walking over Westminster Bridge to get there. Anyway, this poem is called A Rebuke to the Strategic Planners. The river is not a straight line. It does not run from A to B. It finds the contours of the land, arriving in its own good time. Crows do not fly as the crow flies. They ride the thermals, still and fast, swooping to a destination, waiting as the warm airs rise. Shortcuts rarely save much time. Steps becoming functions robbed of joy. Walking is better than driving. Travelling well, not just arriving.